Our Bible reading is James 1, verses 14 to 26. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, that every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless.
Our text was verse 22 to 26. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, that person's religion is worthless. Beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle James was a straightforward preacher, but also a very practical preacher. And if you go through the book of James, you would see that. He said, thinks that if anyone thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. And he knew exactly what was going on in the congregation of Jerusalem. He knew his congregation. Therefore, he preaches to their heart about the tongue. In James 3, about worldliness, about richness of this earth, but also to be patient when they suffer. And his preaching is so timely that we can almost ask, did he preach to us? And of course he did, because the Word of God is alive. And so James said to this congregation, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. And he described two types of church attenders or church goers in our Bible reading. They are both hearers of the word of God, regular church goers. The one is a hearer, Nothing has changed. And he's quite honest. That if you continue on this way, your religion is worthless. And so James used the word of God as a mirror. The law, he calls it. And he wants us this evening as well, in November, it's getting warmer, we're getting more tired. And he wants us to look in this mirror and ask ourselves tough questions. Am I only a hearer or am I a doer? And the Holy Spirit assures us that we should look in our own heart. Not answer the question for someone else in the congregation. Those who we are certain that, yeah, James is talking about them. He tells us, ask this question for yourself. This is a very uncomfortable question to ask. 5:30 on a Sunday afternoon. And so James was talking to the congregation, to regular churchgoers. And he describes two families, two people. The man of your text is regularly coming to church. He's busy with that people, that man and woman. And he's asking that man and us this evening to look in the Word of God and to recognize ourselves. The man is under God's Word of preaching and he sees himself and he's reflecting about himself. His life as a believer as he hears God's Word. His marriage, his covenant promises, works of gratitude, tithes. That man or woman becomes very uncomfortable under God's word. And he sees his life as a reflection before his eyes. Sees the holes and the lack of love he showed to the Lord and his neighbor. And it must be so. Because the good we do, can't the good we do make us right with God? Or at least help make us right with him? And the answer, because the righteousness which passed God's scrutiny must be entirely perfect, must be in every way measured up to the divine law. Even the best we do in this life is imperfect. It's stained with sin. Am I a hearer or am I a doer? Asked this man. And then the pastor says, Amen. And the man goes to home, pondering, reflecting about James' question. But then life goes on. Sunday afternoon later, he relaxed with his family. Tomorrow it's all over again. That man or woman became so busy that he forgets that there should be fruit of gratitude. Monday is a bit late. No time to pray. No time to be enriched through God's word. The rush is to get ready. The kids are late to get them to the bus to school. And traffic is a nightmare. He becomes very frustrated and angry with the selfish drivers of New South Wales. Like all the other drivers, when he pushes through, he answers them with the Aussie salute. When he finally arrives at work, Sunday, and the Lord's word is long forgotten. Life goes on. There were still works, but no joy. Just daily routine. Was attending the worship services, but out of routine. And so Paul, the Apostle Paul, described this man or woman still as having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And the Apostle James described this man further in James 2, verse 17. So also by faith itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But then, there's also the doer. The doer also looks in the mirror of God's word, saw the holes in his service. He or she became really sad and became before the Lord and repent and ask for the forgiveness in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that man and woman are given the assurance by our Lord Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit and the Word that all the holes are fulfilled in Jesus, filled by God's Spirit. The good we do can't make us righteous. Only Jesus can. And he go forward, apply the word of God in his life. Give all credit and all glory to the Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ as well told the parable of five virgins in Mark 13. Who took oil with them for the coming weeks to fill their lamps, waiting for the groom. But the groom was lingering. And they fell asleep. That oil that was meant is the oil of the assurance of faith, the love of God and your neighbor, the desire to hear the preaching of God's word, the use of the sacraments, our prayers, and to feed our thirsty souls from the word of God. Desire to serve God and our neighbor. And we confess, like we've heard this evening, that our good works can't save us. Our good works cannot save us, like the Roman Catholic Church taught. Only Jesus can save us. But if there are no works out of faith, then we are dead. And James tells us directly, if anyone thinks he's religious, does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. And so we need to be reminded that we are created in Christ for good works. Jesus redeemed us from our sins. And through faith that the Holy Spirit works, there's now a new life in us. And so the Bible used the image of a tree, that's Psalm 1, that produces fruit. John 15, the vine. I am the vine, Jesus said, you are the branches. And Psalm 1 tells us that the righteous is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. Jesus said, John 15, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And that's the secret. Apart from Jesus, you can do nothing. And so the bond between us and Jesus is so intensely that we are implanted in a true faith in him. And we will, through the faith that the Holy Spirit works, bring forth good works out of gratitude. Now, good works do not save us. But our good works are the proof that we are saved in Jesus. That's why we attend church. There's no other way around. That's why we do good. That's why we bridle our tongue. That's why we work hard in our marriages. We are implanted into Christ by a true faith. We'll bear fruit and know that the fruit is from the vine. All glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the good works done, also the good works done by this church, are actually the works of our Lord Jesus Christ. The fact that this church was started, the fact that this church continues, is only because of the Lord's grace. And we are mere instruments of the Lord. Through the Lord's grace, co-workers, where Christ enables us through his Spirit to do good works out of gratitude. And through faith in Christ that is worked through the Spirit, we are doing good works. We are being faithful to the law. The law is now written in our hearts, according to Paul, 1 Corinthians 3. But through our lives, we give glory to the Lord. We know good works can't save us. But it is the reason that we are saved in Jesus. And we think how we can honor the Lord's name, proclaim the gospel. Because we know the answer to this country is the gospel that can change people's hearts. The Lord can change people's hearts. And it's about the love the Lord had for us that we will live in gratitude, to love God and your neighbor above all in true faith out of gratitude. And we think about this. We pray about this. Daily we repent about this to become doers that actively proclaim God's gospel. And live as God wants us to be in gratitude for what he has done in Jesus. And we know that we should do good works out of gratitude in a sincere and true faith, and that God will reward us in this life and the next. And that's grace alone. That a reward is not earned, but through grace alone. Out of grace we can do good works. That there are no good works without Christ and his Spirit. That we were created in him to devote our lives to good deeds. Our purpose, brothers and sisters, is to glorify the Lord. And through grace we are a chosen generation, destined for good works. Through the Lord's grace we become what we needed to be. And if we are rewarded, it's only by grace. Everything is fulfilled in Jesus. And out of grace, God wants to reward good works. We live in his grace and we will one day be fully rewarded. But again, to that first era, that first man, if there are no good works anymore, we are dead. Like the man described by James in his sermon to the congregation in Jerusalem. We are not coming to the worship service, giving our tithes, and are involved in church activities to be saved. No, we are coming because we are saved in Jesus. We are true to the word of our King, and we're living in a true faith, and we do this out of gratitude. And we need to remember this important text that Jesus has given in John 14, verse 23 to 24. Jesus said, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. And we do spend time with one another. We do make sacrifices of time, money, and labor. The reason, because we love the Lord, his church, his work. But opposite is true as well. If we are not doing this, then we are dead like Sardis in Revelation 3 verse 1 to 6. Then our works are not complete anymore and we are doing things out of routine. Then we have become like the first churchgoer. So the Lord is saying to his church, remember. That's Revelation 3, verse 3. Remember what you have received and heard. Keep it. And repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief. And you will not know what hour I will come against you. Then, if you do not keep it, you will be like the five virgins who are asleep, who did not expect the groom to come. The Lord will come so suddenly that the world will be caught unaware. Because of this deadly routine, Jesus said in Matthew 20, verse 40 to 44, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. And therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you must also be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. But for those who hold on to Jesus will be ready. Those who fill their oil cans with grace, the assurance of faith, be strengthened by the word, who are praying, they will be ready. But for those who become so occupied with their own things that they are not ready, there's a warning. Be ready. And therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ also prophesied that the church will not always be in tense expectation of his coming. But we need to be ready. And in his grace, the Lord calls to repentance through his word. He asks us to be doers, to be like that second man, to be a church that is expecting Christ. The Lord says, if you want to experience the security and comfort in Christ, hold fast to the truth of God's word. Come, do good works out of gratitude. Do not neglect the services, Hebrews. Grab on what you have heard, the gospel, Hebrews 1. And repent if you slip. Come back to where the Lord's word is heard and be alive again. Be a doer and realize the grace the Lord bestowed upon you. To be a doer is to be alive. To be a doer is to be implanted in Jesus in a true faith. To be a doer is to forgive those who have wronged you. A doer wants to make peace, Matthew 5, with his neighbor. Can't wait, because the Lord is coming. And to be alive again is to go back to the word and to hear and to listen and to adhere to the word of our King. And this is renewal. We should remember how it was, the peace we had in Jesus, the love we had experienced among each other, the joy we had to work together as brothers and sisters, then we are alive. And if we turn to Jesus daily, Lord's Day 33, then we are alive and well. Then it goes well with my soul. Do not sleep about that, brothers and sisters. Do not let a week in your busy schedule make you forget about your first love in Jesus. Do not wait for someone else to fulfill your calling. There are calls for you to serve, to do good works out of gratitude. And we can be doers just where we are and where we live. Just think what will happen to our state if we become doers here in New South Wales. Most of us are attending church services our whole life. And we are hearers of God's word, proclaimers of God's word. And so James is asking us this evening, are you a hearer or a doer? Religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this, that verse 27, to visit orphans and widows in their action, and to keep oneself unstained from this world. This is a life in holiness. A life where we return to the Word of God daily. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word, that we can examine ourselves through your Word, especially with the Lord's Supper, that we will celebrate next week, to ask this question through your word and examine our hearts and our lives before you. And when we see the holes, Lord, we know that we can come to Jesus, and that there is forgiveness in our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior. Father, we pray for your church. There's so many holes. And we pray that we will come before you in our life of sanctification. And know it's by grace that we are saved. But we should be doers as well. You called us to be alive, to be well, and to fulfill our calling, to repent before you when there are holes in our service to you. Father, we pray that you will hold your hand upon your congregation, upon your children, so that our oil cans can be filled with gratitude, good works, dedication, faithful prayers, and that we are expecting our Lord Jesus Christ to come and be ready to expect our King to return. Be with your church, Lord. Comfort them when there is affliction. Hold them close to your heart. And we thank you, Lord, that you do all these things, and that we exist out of grace alone. It's by grace alone that we are saved. It's by grace alone that we can be doers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.